What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back in it on 96.5 The Fan on a Thursday. Got Washington and Green Bay tonight in the frozen tundra. Well, it's still not frozen yet, but it'll get there. Big one tonight. Green Bay, Washington. Green Bay getting 3 points per usual in a close contest when the team is at home. Normally they're given the three, so close to a pick 'em. But I think, real quickly, Green Bay or Washington?
I'm going to take Green Bay. I don't know that it's going to be much of a game tonight. Ooh. You know, I just, we're going on week one. That's all we have to judge, yeah, right? And if you're looking at week one, Washington is a mid to below mid team, and Green Bay is one of the best. I mean, like, again, it's week one. You don't know what to take out of week one, but if you're judging it based on what we saw out of week one, I think Green Bay is by far and away the more superior team, and they just look good, man. They really look good on all cylinders. They look like one of the best teams in the NFL. Maybe it's, you know, peaked in high school and they're peaking in, you know, week one, and we'll see how the rest of the year, you know, plays out. But after 1 week, I mean, they have to be considered one of the better teams in the NFL based on that performance.
Debo played really well week one. What, 7 for 70?
Debo looked solid.
You got McLaurin out there as well. And then our guy Merritt, maybe that's our touchdown bet tonight.
Yeah. Ja'Cory Kroski, Merritt.
Merritt. Bill. He could be out there. Yeah.
Like big old guy. Bill.
Is that his nickname?
That's what he says he likes to go by.
No, Bill?
Bill. He's Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt. He goes by Bill.
I've got a friend named Jeremy. He goes by the nickname of Bill. I don't get it.
How do you get Bill out of that?
I don't know. I don't. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt.
Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt.
Bill.
All right, sweet. Bill. Okay, that's fine. That whatever you good. Want, man. You do you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who
do
cares?
You.
Whatever.
I'll
yeah.
tell you what. And if you don't want to watch that game, I can give you something to watch because Sports Talk on 96.5 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversities, yet forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Guys, this whole week I've been debating in my mind what I think about this game on Sunday with the Eagles and the Chiefs, and having Kyle Brandt on yesterday during that wonderful interview, the line that he drops towards the end of the interview, if you miss it, go back on the Odyssey app, you can find it. He says at the end of the season, because I asked him, I was like, is this team a playoff team still? He goes, it's hilarious that people are asking me if the Chiefs are a playoff team. And at the end of the year, I'll be watching with binoculars and popcorn, watching the rats run away. Right. And I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, Kyle Brandt, he learned his lesson about 4 years ago when he's like, I'm done going against the Chiefs until proven otherwise. And then here I sit saying, well, you know, I'll always think the Chiefs are going to win the West until they don't. I think they'll be a playoff team until they prove me that they aren't. And, you know, Mahomes hardly ever an underdog at home. Hardly ever an underdog at home, if ever. I think this is the second time he's going to be an underdog at home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting when you see that because Vegas has Philadelphia winning this game by 1.5, or at least favorited by 1.5, which I look at this game and I think to myself, okay, relax. The first game looked ugly. But how many teams in the NFL sold you in week one, right? How many teams when you watched week one were like, well, you know, Baltimore, they blew a game against Buffalo. They lost. Detroit, new coordinators, they lost. Kansas City Chiefs, they lose their star wide receiver on the third play of the game. And where they kind of faltered in this game is where we always say trust in Spags. Like, as much as that game ate up the fans, I'm sure that game ate up Spagnuolo. And you'll have this game in Arrowhead, 325. Andy Reid with an extra couple days to prepare for this game, kind of put a new game plan together. You now know you're not going to have Xavier Worthy. Jalen Royal's probably not going to play. Didn't practice yesterday. Always keep your eyes on tomorrow's practice to see who's going to be out there. But sounds doubtful that he's going to play in this game.
It's amazing how many people are relying, if you will, and maybe that's the wrong term to use, on a guy who's never played in the NFL before in Jalen Royals. Boy, we need to get Royals back based on what?
Well, he's an option, and he had a really good camp.
Yeah,
and
I know, but that doesn't mean he's going to be a great player in the NFL.
No,
right?
It doesn't. No. And, you know,
but that's, we're grasping at straws.
But that's the thing, and that's where we need to stop this train really, really fast. We're the freaking Chiefs. Stop grasping at straws.
Right. And, you know, maybe this isn't off to the start of the season that we might have thought it could have been, but the fact that Mahomes is a dog at home, the fact that Andy's got a little bit of time, and the fact that I sit here and say, prove to me until it's proven wrong, would make me kind of a, you know, a dumbass to be like, okay, well, then what makes you think Philadelphia wins? They didn't play great against Dallas. They had a lightning delay. I get it.
But they weren't playing that great before the lightning delay.
I mean, A.J. Brown, what, one catch for 8 yards in the fourth quarter?
You read a book on the sidelines again, you know?
And Devonta Adams, we'll see. Not Devonta Adams, Devonta Smith. It's Devonta Adams and Devonta Smith. Thank you, text line, in the future. And the thing is like, you know Spags can stop the run because Amari and Hampton, going to be a stud. I really do believe that. Didn't really run against the Chiefs. Didn't have to. Justin Herbert, though, that's the problem. So I think that if you can sustain pressure, which is a big ask from this Chiefs defense on Jalen Hurts, there's a chance that, you know, myself included could be eating some crow after this game on Sunday where the Chiefs are dogs at home with Patrick Mahomes a quarterback.
Yeah, and like, I mean, I've been around this rodeo for a while now with this organization, and you start to see these patterns, and you start to see You know, people starting to doubt. And what happens when people start doubting Patrick Mahomes? That's when he takes it to the next level. And this has been a great week of doubt, both from people inside Kansas City, which I still don't understand why the doubt is there for a team that's given us all that they've given us for all of these years. This is all gravy, man. Like, anything that has happened really after the first Super Bowl, for the most part, has all been gravy on top of what's been an unbelievable run. And we're still in the middle of that unbelievable run. I can't believe how many, you know, people that I've heard from that are such in like doubt mode about this football team, and they're down in the dumps about this football team. What have you been watching for the last 7 years? You know how this story ends. You know how good we are. You know how awesome Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are together. You know that they don't get embarrassed a lot, and when they do, they rectify it. And I would say they were probably embarrassed on Friday night. I would think that's a fair term
and the previous
to use.
Game
and the previous game, that's right, and the Super Bowl. And so now they have an opportunity to come back home and really change the quote unquote narrative that's around this team, which I think is a false narrative. I mean, I'm so amazed that people have the reaction that they do. I thought we would have been further along as a fan base where they had a bad game. It was no big deal because we have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And I think at times the expectation level for a lot of people, the vocal minority maybe in Kansas City and elsewhere in the surrounds and maybe even nationally, is that we've got a football team that better go out there and play perfect and win every single battle, every single play, and every single game. Otherwise, we're going to say that they're no good, like everybody waiting for that final shoe to drop. It just doesn't work that way in the NFL. Every team in this league is one or two players away from being one of the better teams in this league. And so when you see what's gone on, where you see where we are, I would have thought by year 8 of Patrick Mahomes with 3 Super Bowl championships and 5 Super Bowl appearances, a bad game would be chalked up to, it's an anomaly. It's okay. We'll get back. But the overreaction that I've seen from fans in and outside of Kansas City, and not Chiefs fans and other fans, it's been totally ridiculous, in my opinion.
I also think it's, what do we always get caught in? Like, what have you done for me lately? Not what have you done for me in the past, or almost whatever. I'm screwing cliche up. And lately, the team that you've always seen be immortal or always find a way Like, the weakest we've probably seen this team was a couple years ago when they were 11-6, and we thought the sky was falling. Right. They still win the Super Bowl, and they get through it, right?
Right.
And you look at this schedule and the gauntlet that is the first 8-9 games of this season, right? You're going to play Detroit. Well, maybe now that's not such a scary game. And you're going to play the Giants. Maybe you look at that, and you're like, okay, there's two wins. Yes, you're going to play Buffalo. Yes, you're going to play Washington. Yes, you're going to play Baltimore. Well, maybe Baltimore doesn't have a defense. And maybe you can go toe-to-toe, offense for offense. Now I'm getting way ahead of myself, but you look at this game coming up in week two, and you found a poll question yesterday with Philadelphia fans. Because, like, we talk to people around the city every once in a while. Like, I'll go to a store or somebody will wear a Chiefs shirt or talk to my friends, talk to you guys, talk to people in the bullpen. How do you feel about this game? And, you know, a lot of people come back. It's like, I just don't think that was actually the Chiefs on Friday night in Brazil. And I'm excited to see what they can do when they come back home. And then you have the Philadelphia fan base. Confidence of them winning this game.
Yeah, but also, too, with the Chiefs, we're basing everything, not we, the vocal minority, and I'm going to keep saying that because I do believe it is the vocal minority that gets all the attention. The vocal minority is taking the last two games and throwing out the previous 7 years like they never existed. And yes, because you won 7 years ago doesn't mean you're going to win today. Because you lost last week doesn't mean you're going to lose again. Because you couldn't stop the run in week one doesn't mean you're not going to be able to stop the run in week two. But you look at history because it dictates kind of where you're going, right? You know where you've been. You don't want to repeat some stuff, obviously, that happened in history. But you also look at history to tell you what you can kind of expect. And when the Chiefs have been kicked in the nuts, they get back up. I mean, go back to the Tennessee game. Go back to, I'm trying to think of, you know, maybe it was that Giant game years ago with Alex Smith and Travis Kelce threw the interception and they lost the following week to the Jets. They came back up. And like every time this team gets kicked in the nuts, they find a way to come back. And until they stop coming back for an extended period of time, I'm always giving them the benefit of the doubt, and I'm always believing that they're going to get it done because I've seen it now for 7 years. What happened with Marty Schottenheimer doesn't matter. What happened with Dick Vermeil doesn't matter. What happened with Lynn Elliott, none of that matters, right? None of that matters at all. What matters is we've seen this team get down. We've seen this team be told they're out, and we've seen this team respond. And until they, if they get their teeth kicked in against the Eagles, we're having a different conversation on Monday morning. But this is a team that knows how to get out there and knows how to respond and knows how to play their best when everybody thinks they're not going to play their best. And that's kind of what the Eagle fans are thinking. Our sibling station in Philadelphia, WIP, ran a poll yesterday, and it said, do you expect the Eagles to beat the Chiefs with ease? With ease, they said. 67% of the people who voted in that poll said no. And that's really surprising, first of all, but also very indicative that the Philadelphia fan is even saying, all right, I know we beat these guys in the Super Bowl. They lost week one. We won week one. We got to go out there. This is not going to be an easy game. To see the Philadelphia fans admit to that is kind of eye-opening because I figured they would say this would be an easy win over the Chiefs based on what they saw in the Super Bowl.
Juxtapose that with our poll yesterday, which 70% of people voted that they were 50% or less confident that the Chiefs could win that game.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, you have two good teams that have two passionate fan bases that have had a lot of downs and ups and are coming off of really big ups and really big downs. And a lot of emotions go into those voting as well, I would assume. But I think that when you look at this game, yes, it's been 1 week. 1 week does not define your team. But I think when you talk about they always come back from getting their nuts kicked, they've now been kicked in the nuts in back-to-back games. And it's been the way these games have been placed, February, 8th or 9th, and then September 5th. So, like, that's been a long range of stuff. And when you're told, just like with you take the Royals for an example, we're a playoff team, says the Royals. All right, that standard goes into everybody's head, and they say, you told us you're a playoff team. Well, when the Chiefs come out and say, we're going to air it out, we're going to see it, we're going to do this, and then all of a sudden your wide receiver that you're going to air it out to is not playing, your other wide receiver is injured, suspended, it's like, well, what's going to happen now? Because they told us, and we didn't see it, and we're yet to see it, and now it's...
We also have extenuating circumstances, too. Like, if you're a fan...
And you do this weekend, too, so that's why it's okay not to be optimistic. But there's extenuating circumstances.
But if you're a fan, and you're sitting there going, well, they told us they were going to be explosive, and they don't have their two top wide receivers, need to be explosive, well, then you're a fool. I mean, that's just stupid. It really is. You've got to adjust now the way that you're thinking. Did the Royals say they were going to be a playoff team? You bet. And you know what? They played damn good all year long with all of those injuries. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Every starter has been on the disabled list that started the year, and they're still four games back on September 11th with an opportunity to get into the playoffs. I thought they've done a pretty good job of stemming the tide all year long when you look at it, right? And for the Chiefs, yeah, they wanted to be explosive, but you know what? The two most explosive weapons that they had, well, they're not there right now. So, yes, what you want to do and what you're able to do are two different things. I tell my kids all the time, I want to take you to every concert you can go to, get your floor seats, do all that stuff. But we can't do all of that kind of stuff, right? So I think with the Chiefs right now, yeah, that was the goal to go in. Then they got a six-game suspension to wide receiver number one. And then on the third play of the game, wide receiver number two gets hurt. And so now you have to kind of adjust what you wanted to do. They say sometimes the best laid plans go undone. There's a great laid plan, but now they have to adjust. And I think that's what they do better than just about any other team in the NFL. They do a great job adjusting and changing to the personnel that they have. And so they may not be explosive this week. They may be a ball control team. I mean, Andy talked about it yesterday. You know, I think it was Vahe that asked him, said, do you want to share what the running game is going to be? And Andy goes, not here, I don't. You know, so like there may be more in the running game. It may be a different style. They'll figure out ways to win. It could be an ugly win for the Chiefs. Who cares, as long as they get the win.
Yeah, he commented on the run game, Andy Reid did. We need to do better on that starting off. That was his first comment on the run game as well. Which, I mean, we know that.
Yeah. But he has to allow them to start it off. Like, you got to stay committed to the run. And that is on Andy. Just because first down goes for a yard and you're second and nine doesn't mean you abandon the run right there. Go back to it.
No, I disagree with that. But I it's on my Twitter bio. Why are you running on second down and 10? I think that is the worst play call maybe in all of sports. But
sucks. It put you in such a pigeonhole.
Yeah, third and seven. You know, great. Sounds good. I don't know. I think you, to your history point, Bob, I think some of the less optimistic fans are going off of history. I think, yeah, you're taking the totality of 7 years. I think people are going off of last year when they weren't as confident or as optimistic in that team last year as a lot of people were because of the way they were winning, which sometimes does matter. And we saw the Chiefs try and eke out another one in the same way they did all year last year to have everything go their way at the end. And it didn't, because most of the time in sports, it doesn't. And if this team's going to rely on things like that again, which obviously just one game, it looked like they were going to again, it's not a 15-2 year. It's more like an 11-6 year.
And the thing that goes against each other in this game, when you look at Philadelphia and Kansas City, which has been kind of a rivalry all of a sudden the last 4 years, right? Two Super Bowl matches,
yeah.
Two regular season matches.
I mean, it's the best quarterback rivalry in the NFL.
Based on
success.
Based on the 2-2.
Jalen Hurts has beat Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes has beaten Jalen Hurts. They beat each other on the biggest stages. They've lost to each other on the biggest stages. I mean, that's a quarterback rivalry right there.
Yeah, I just think it's tough when you don't play each other every year. I mean, I'd still say Mahomes-Allen is the cherry on top of the cake, but you do finally have what the narrative is. It can't be a rivalry unless both teams beat each other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is there for sure.
Allen-Lamar would be up there.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, Burrow-Allen, Burrow-Lamar, Burrow-Mahomes, and maybe we'll have one brew tonight with Daniels and Love.
True.
But I think that when you look at this, yeah, I mean, the team, Sirianni doesn't help with that, right? Used to be a ball washer over here in Kansas City for Haley, I believe it was. And then he has the outburst of the fans when he's yelling at him, and they went, 1-8 after that game. So there's a little bit of that. But I think where the Chiefs need to get to running the ball, the Philadelphia Eagles fan base and their staff is saying, we got to throw the ball, right? Smith and A.J. Brown combined for like 60 yards receiving, and Saquon Barkley had like, 60 yards rushing in that game against Dallas? Like, they were not their team. They're going to go back to the drawing board. Chiefs are going to go back to the drawing board. And it's almost like week one didn't matter. And that's why
that's right.
When I look at this game, when I think of the point and a half and the underdog to Patrick Mahomes, I'm like, well, as many things that we need to answer, we need to fix, Philadelphia's got to do the same thing. But where I'm scared absolutely in my plums is the fact that if Jalen Hurts has time to throw and whoever Trent McDuffie is not covering, that's who, like, if Keenan Allen can go 10 for 77, and I'm not throwing shade at Keenan Allen, but the way where he's at in his career and where these other two guys are at in their career, and if Jalen Hurts has time to throw, I mean, there's going to be one less guy. There's going to be two guys in single coverage because they're going to spy Jalen Hurts. I have no doubt in my mind that somebody's out there, whether it's Leo Chanel, whether it's Drew Tranquil, every other play, somebody's on Jalen. That means somebody's in single coverage, and that means one of those guys is not going to be Trent McDuffie, or one of those guys will be Trent McDuffie, because Ladd McConkey, decent game. But when he was covered by Trent McDuffie, he wasn't getting the ball. But when he wasn't covered by Trent McDuffie and Keenan Allen wasn't covering, Trent McDuffie wasn't covering Keenan Allen, that's what scares me. And also they have, you know, maybe the most elusive running back in the game with Saquon Barkley. So Give me to Sunday, man. I know it's Thursday. I know we have one more show on a Red Friday. But, I mean, the more and more I look at this game and I think to myself, Philadelphia, yes, they're the reigning supreme champions. They didn't look like the defending champions in week one, just like the Chiefs didn't look like the Chiefs in week
right.
one. So who's going to be the real person in this game? Who's going to be the actual skin tone and flesh of themselves? And I think that's why there is optimistic fans on both sides, because neither one of those teams were their actual bone, skeleton, and flesh in that first game. Now we're going to be like, all right, no more excuses. You know Xavier Worthy's not playing. You know your secondary's a little weak. You know your defensive line needs more pressure. You know the running backs need to run. Go over to Philadelphia. We know these star receivers need to catch the ball. We know we need to run the ball to Saquon Barkley. Who wins? Who do you trust? Spags and Andy, Sirianni and...
whoever, Vic Fangio. But I'll tell you, Vic Fangio is a hell of a defensive coordinator. Really, I mean, he's done an amazing job. Like, they've been talking about Vic Fangio over there for a while now.
Him, Flores, and Spags. Mm-hmm. Like, this is where it's at.
They know that Vic Fangio does a really good job from a defensive standpoint. So there's been a lot of game planning and a lot of, you know, research being done on Vic Fangio even before they probably went down to, you know, Brazil to play that game, because you want to get a jump start on one of the better defensive coordinators that are out there. But you're right. They know that Worthy isn't playing. He'll be listed as doubtful this week and whatnot. He'll be questionable next week. So, it's, you know, again, I talked to some people yesterday. We'll get more into that at 7 o'clock, what the latest is for Xavier Worthy, and you'll want to hear that coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. But they kind of know the game plan going in. So now there is no excuse. Like, if a guy gets injured in that game like we saw last week, we know going in we're not going to have Xavier Worthy. So if you go into a game, though, with the game plan of, oh, we're still going to try the same thing because, you know, we are who we are, and just because we don't have Xavier Worthy doesn't mean we can't do it. Well, that's a little bit of fool's gold. You have to put the best game plan, obviously, together with the personnel that you have out there, and that's why I trust Andy Reid, because at the end of the day, it still comes back down to me to that head coach and that quarterback combination. And as much as I like Jalen Hurts, I don't like their head coach in Philadelphia. I'm just not a fan. I know he's a Super Bowl winning head coach. I don't know that he's the adult in the room, and these are the type of games that I think you need that adult in the room, and we'll see Andy Reid rise to the occasion. The series is tied at 2. You know, the winner gets the series lead in all of this. It's been a great rivalry over these last 5 years, roughly, that this thing has been going on, from the regular season to the Super Bowls to everything that we've seen. It's a lot at stake. This is a big regular season game as we're going to see this year in the NFL. People are fired up for it, and that's why I sit here and I say, yeah, Chiefs are going to come out. They're going to win this thing because they know how to rise to the level of play that they need to play at to win these games. Everybody's doubting them. Their backs are against the wall. That's when they come out, and that's when they play their best. Nobody was really doubting them going into the Super Bowl.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. We all thought they were going to win that game. I think the majority of people thought they were going to three-peat. We were going to see history. Nobody was really doubting them going into the Super Bowl. I don't know how many people really doubting them going into the last week's game. But now the doubt's there. They're hearing it now. This is the first time in a while that the Kansas City Chiefs have truly been doubted by a lot of people on the national level and by some people here in Kansas City. So now they've got a lot to prove, and they're going to give you a nice big poop burger to eat on Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.